Welcome to your deep dive. Today we're really diving into this at-home health monitoring thing, really focusing on gut health.
Yeah.
With a product that's got everybody talking Throne.
Definitely pushing boundaries.
Yeah, it really is. Now, Throne, for those of you listening, it's a pre-order health tech device, and they're saying it can give you all these personalized gut health and hydration insights, and it uses sensor technology.
Integrated right into your toilet.
Yeah, your toilet. We're working from marketing stuff here, from Throne Science, the company behind Throne, just to, you know, really break down their claims, see what this tech can actually do.
The company is really pushing their advanced sensors, talking about a companion app that can give personalized insights. But what's got everyone interested is that they say they can track your hydration levels, your gut health.
Probiotics.
Even how effective your probiotics are.
Probiotic efficacy, that's a big one.
Yeah.
So let's start with the basics. What data is Throne even collecting and how's it doing it?
Well, they're being a little tight-lipped on the specifics, which is understandable. It's pre-order. But it seems like it's using some kind of sensor technology that analyzes your
output.
Yeah, exactly. And then combines that with user info from the app, like what you eat.
Oh, okay.
They're also, this is interesting, they're launching with something called the Personal Gut Discovery Kit.
Which is a year's supply of blue food dye, right?
It is.
I read about measuring this at whole gut transit time. I mean, I've never even heard of that.
It's basically like, how long does it take for your food to go through your entire system? Usually they only get that kind of information through much more invasive procedures.
Right.
So this, if it's accurate, could be pretty groundbreaking to do it non-invasively.
Okay, so you eat the dye, Throne senses it.
On the other end.
Measures the time, and then it can connect that to your food intake.
Right, and you start to see these trends like, oh, this is how my body handles this type of food.
That makes sense. So slower transit time after dairy doesn't necessarily mean you're lactose intolerant. You'd need a doctor for that, right?
Exactly. Correlation, not causation.
Right. That's important, especially with this at-home health tech.
For sure.
Speaking of, how does Throne monitor hydration? Because it seems like that would be, you know, the place to do it.
Right. Well, they don't say specifically, but to think about it, color, how often you go, that can signal hydration levels.
Yeah.
So it's possible the sensors are picking up on those in addition to all that data you're putting in about your fluid intake.
Very interesting. Okay. So we have potential info on hydration, gut transit time, they even mentioned, in the materials, food sensitivities, and probiotic effectiveness.
Yeah. A lot of claims.
What's the science behind all that?
They're not super specific, which is a little concerning, but I mean, we can speculate. Maybe if they're tracking gut transit time and combining that with data about your diet from the app, potentially other biomarkers, they could start to draw some links.
So like noticing, I don't know, digestive issues after you eat gluten.
It's exactly.
Still, you'd want to talk to your doctor. You wouldn't diagnose yourself.
100%. It's more about giving you the information to have a more informed conversation with your doctor.
It really seems like with this thing, it's got to be informed caution.
Absolutely.
Even if the tech's cool, you have to see the whole picture.
Yeah.
Speaking of, let's talk about the pre-order details. What are people actually getting into and for how much?
Okay, so right now, you can pre-order Throne for $299.
Right.
That's supposed to be a discount from the retail price of $499.
Oh, wow.
You get the beta version, the final release version, and the personal gut discovery kit, which, that's a whole other thing.
It really is. I mean, it kind of sounds like they're looking for early adopters here. People willing to, I don't know, invest in a product that's still being developed.
Oh, totally. Beta testers, basically. Giving feedback as they go.
And for that price, you get free access to the Throne app during the beta testing, and then a 12-month subscription after the release.
Yeah. It looks like their whole model is banking on people, you know, getting hooked on that data and wanting to keep paying.
That makes you wonder about the long game, right? What happens after those 12 months? Can you even access your data if you don't pay, or are you stuck paying forever to see your own health info?
It's a huge question.
Yeah.
And they totally avoid it in the materials. They do emphasize their refund policy, full refund before the beta ships, which I guess that's good.
Sure.
But it does make you wonder about who owns the data in the long run.
You're right, because it's one thing to be okay with them collecting data, but then what happens to it? Who controls it? That's especially tricky with health data and the privacy issues around that.
Huge.
Speaking of, do they say anything about how they handle data security and privacy?
Not really, no. Just a vague mention of the data creating personalized insights within the app.
That's not enough.
Not even close. Really drives home why you need to read the privacy policy carefully before pre-ordering.
right? Like, what data are they gathering? How are they using it, storing it? Is it going to third parties? Basic stuff.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's great they focused on user experience, quick install, contactless, even a nightlight. They mentioned that. But a nightlight doesn't make up for data worries.
It doesn't. This is sensitive stuff we're talking about.
Sure.
And it all points to this bigger issue with at-home health monitoring. Super convenient. Maybe you can catch things early. But the regulations, the privacy protections for this kind of data, they're lagging behind.
It's like the Wild West out here.
Right. Technologically, ethically, it's new territory.
So how are we supposed to navigate this responsibly? Like, if someone's interested in Throne's Throne and wants to try it, what should they do?
Healthy skepticism is key. That and curiosity. Don't just take their word for it. Look for reviews, independent ones. Research the science behind their claims. Find some data privacy experts. See what they say.
So be an informed consumer, basically, and don't be afraid to demand transparency.
Exactly. Don't just accept shiny new tech. Dig deeper. Ask the tough questions. Make sure it sits right with you, ethically. You know, privacy-wise?
Because in the end, you're the one with the most at stake.
You are.
Yeah.
And even with promising tech, like, even if Throne is everything they say, your doctor's still important.
Yeah.
This can be a tool, a conversation starter, but it's not a replacement for a medical professional.
It's about adding to healthcare, not replacing it.
Exactly.
Okay, so say someone decides Throne's not for them. What's the big takeaway from all this? The bigger picture of this whole gut health monitoring world?
We're seeing a massive shift in how we approach our health. It's all about personalized data now, and tech is at the center of that. Throne's just one example.
So even if Throne isn't the future, it's a sign of what's coming.
Absolutely. This is the rise of healthcare that's driven by consumers. You're empowered, you have data, you have tools. But that comes with risks, too, things we need to discuss openly.
You always have to balance the excitement with some caution, right?
Always.
It's kind of amazing, but also, I don't know, overwhelming.
Yeah, it's a lot.
All this health and tech stuff coming together, like, we're about to have so much info about our bodies, but then you've got to figure out what it all means, right?
It's not just about the tech itself. It's how it fits into our lives, our healthcare.
Mm.
We have to change how we think about it,
mm-hmm.
not just waiting till something's wrong, and we have to be, like, active in our own healthcare.
And that's, I guess, what it comes down to. So for someone listening, after this whole deep dive into Throne and everything, what's the one thing you want them to walk away with?
I think it's got to be curious about this tech, explore it, but don't believe everything you read. You've got to think critically, ask the tough questions, do your own research, and talk to your doctor.
Don't just take their word for it just because it's a cool gadget.
Exactly.
Use it as a tool, you know? Work with your doctor, not instead of them.
It's all about working together.
Well said. This Throne deep dive, it's really got us thinking, right? It's not just about this one device. It's about how we look at health now.
It's the future, whether we like it or not.
It is. And hopefully we can all be a little more aware, a little more thoughtful about it all, right?
I hope so.
Well, thanks for diving in with me today. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep learning.